A reading from the Gospel of John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple areas those who sold oxen and sheep and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. While he was in Jerusalem for the feast of Passover, many began to believe in his name when they saw the signs he was doing. But Jesus would not trust himself to them because he knew them all and did not need anyone to testify about human nature. He himself understood it very well. The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel story causes some people problems. They will often come up after Mass and say something like, "I thought being angry was wrong. But Jesus is angry when he clears out the money changers from the temple, so what's the deal?" Well, the deal is that there are at least two different kinds of anger in our human lives. There's the wrong kind of anger that burns in our guts and comes spewing out of our hearts in a mash of resentment, hatred, and sometimes even violence. The wrong kind of anger usually begins with a self-centered, poor me attitude deep within us, kind of summed up in that old song about Charlie Brown, "Why is everyone always picking on me?" This is the tape that plays in our heads. "He hurt me. She did me wrong. That one cheated me out of my due." It is almost always about me and how I've been so poorly treated. Around that tumor of self-pity, resentment builds and hatred grows, and yes, intentions for getting even metastasize. That kind of anger is the wrong kind of anger, and it harms the angry one far more than it does the object of their anger. There is also a right kind of anger, or better, a righteous kind of anger. Righteous anger also comes from deep within the human soul, but at its heart is not wrongdoing done to me, but wrongdoing done to another. It's the kind of anger that we feel when we see a big kid beating up a little kid for no good reason. It's the kind of anger we feel when we see a disabled person made fun of by someone who is perfectly healthy. It's also the kind of anger that urges the prophets among us to bravely stand before the mighty, angrily point to their sin, and yes, call them to repentance. It does not result in hatred, vengeance, or even violence. It ends in upholding the dignity of all of us human beings and children of one God. So what then is the deal with Jesus' anger in the temple courtyard as he's participating in the Passover feasts? Is it the wrong kind of anger filled with hate and ending in vengeful violence? Or is it the right kind of anger that is righteous anger? Clearly, Jesus is moved here by a very righteous anger. It's not about him. It's about others. It's about God. What angers Jesus into upsetting the money changer's stalls are two things. First, the fact that the devout poor are being preyed upon by the sacrificial animal mongers and the money changers. The poor come to the temple from far and wide with great hopes of drawing close to God's presence, of experiencing His mercy, and having their prayerful sacrifices received with love by the Lord. Once there, they enter the great temple's expansive courtyard of the Gentiles, and before they can go any further, they must immerse themselves in the baptism of greed-driven commerce, where their need is taken advantage of by sellers of pigeons and sheep and other sacrificial animals at super high prices, even after having to change their Roman coins into Jewish coins at rates beneficial only to the coin changers and the priests who get their cut of the profits. Jesus' anger at this ungodly profiting off the poor in the name of God is righteous, just, and urges him on to prophetic protest. The second thing to upset Jesus in this temple square that has become a marketplace of greed is that by dishonoring, disrespecting, and taking unjust advantage of the devout poor, these vendors and money changers, not to mention the priests who are going to take their cut, are also dishonoring the God of their fathers. For Jesus, God is not a character from olden times who demands animal sacrifice to slake his lust for blood as the price to be paid for salvation. No, God is his Father, his beloved Father, with whom he is profoundly intimate. Jesus knows him as a father who loves the poor and delivers them from slavery without price. He is a father who asks only for love in return. His temple is not a monument to useless blood sacrifices. It is an earthly home for his heavenly grace. It is the place for his children to draw near and whisper in his ear their greatest longings. It is a symbol in stone of the true temple not made of stone, where God is at most home with us, Jesus himself. This desecration of the Jerusalem temple is a sacrilege against God and God's Son. It is this, too, that causes Jesus to rage against the money changers and their lot. It is a just anger, a righteous anger, indeed an altogether godly anger. And what Jesus does in angrily overturning coin changers' table is a prophetic sign that none of this will stand. Only God's temple made of flesh and blood and God's own Spirit and the risen Jesus will stand and stand forever. The sacrifice of his flesh and blood in love is the only one needed by the devout poor to draw near to God without cost and without charge. And so it is with us who follow the way of Jesus. Anger comes in two flavors, sinful or righteous. May we stay far from the anger founded in self-pity and ending in vengeance. But may we also be righteously angry whenever God's poor are dishonored and in them God is dishonored as well. Most of all, may we know in Jesus the temple not made of stone, that intimate home where we draw close to the Father of all.